welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to season one of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Gibson. This is episode 6, and I am so excited that you're here. I just want to take a minute and thank everyone who has reached out to me and said that they've listened, that they love the podcast, that they cannot wait for more episodes, that it's been impactful for them. And I just want to say thank you so much. That means so much to me. I'm really, really loving creating content in this form. I think it's so powerful. And I think that it allows us to be even more authentic and give an audience, our audience, a sneak peek into who we are and a little bit more of our personalities and understand where we're coming from in a way that you really can't do, even on social media, even with short form video. I think there's something just so powerful about talking and listening, listening and talking. I'm obsessed with it. I was always obsessed with it, though. Like, I was that kid, that elementary school kid who listened to Delilah, like, religiously, and all of the different stories and the people who would call in and the stories that they would share and the dedications that they wanted to make. And I was always just like, I would hang on every single word. Because there's just something about it that's like, wow, listening to people talk about real things that are going on in their lives. There's really nothing like it. And when I was thinking about creating the podcast, that was in the back of my mind. I wanted to be helpful, right? And I wanted to be able to provide marketing tips and SEO insight and things like that. But I definitely also wanted it to be a sneak peek, not only into my life, but other women's lives as well. So when this episode airs, I believe it will be on the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, which is amazing. It's one of my favorite days of the year because I feel like it's the official kickoff. It's where we just kind of like slow down. We're just going to hang out, enjoy, maybe go to the beach, enjoy that long day, just really kind of like sit in it. All of that beautiful sunlight that we get. Right now, as I'm recording this, I am wrapping up a 3-day training that I did with a group of women called SEO Ignition. And it was 3 days of live training and then a week of group Voxer where the women could bring their questions, integrative work. It was me looking at their websites, providing suggestions, giving recommendations on their content pillars, and just creating a mindset shift about what visibility means and what SEO can mean for your business. And one of the things that comes up a lot, not just in this group, but in general, is do I have to create long-form content? Do I have to blog to be able to utilize SEO? And the answer is no. One of the women in the group doesn't even have a website. She runs her business exclusively on social media. And we talked about the different kinds of ways that you can leverage SEO and the knowledge of knowing what your audience is looking for and desiring and needing, and how you can use that to inform the kind of content that you're creating on social media, right? That in of itself is super, super powerful, knowing that my audience is looking for information about this. Well, I'm going to create an entire, like, you know, story series or a reel series or a post series about that specific topic. So there are ways that you can leverage SEO without ever having to create a blog post or a website. But if you are somebody who's like, you know what, I really want to either leverage content that I already have or create new content because I For my audience, long-form content is valuable, or I kind of want to see what SEO can do for me. But the idea of creating long-form content is so, so overwhelming that I just don't think I can do it. And I want to just preface this by saying not all long-form content, not all blog content needs to be long-form content. There are other ways to utilize blog content and really think about your blog as kind of like your content hub, not just like blog posts, but really your hub for case studies or how-tos, tutorials, e-guides, video, whatever. The blog is like your content hub. But if you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I have all of this stuff I want to write about, these amazing topics, and maybe you've even done keyword research or had someone do it for you, but you're still kind of in that stage of staring at your computer screen and really not knowing where to start, I have a little trick for you. And it's something that I started doing that actually evolved out of journaling. And it's something that I brought to the SEO Ignition training group, and I actually signed as homework. If you are struggling with writing long-form content, I want you to do this one thing. Pretend that you are talking to an existing client or customer or an ideal client or customer, right? A prospect. And I want you to script out, write out exactly what you would say to this person about the topic. So whether it's about like how to overcome mom guilt or how to get more protein into your diet on a daily basis or how at-home exercise can benefit you, how to become a virtual assistant. The topic doesn't matter. Just pretend that you're talking to somebody, a client or a prospect about this topic and script out exactly what you would say. Even maybe you have the opportunity to have an actual conversation with someone, right? Maybe you have an opportunity to be like, hey, I'm working on this project. I'm going to record our conversation and use that as a jumping off point. But I want you to get into this idea of, okay, what would I say to this person who asks me, hey, Nina, how can I do keyword research? Or what kind of keywords should I be looking for? Or how do I write long form blog content? Or maybe you're a wellness coach. How do I eat more protein every day? How do I get more protein into my diet? And then sit down and write down exactly what you would say to that person. And then use that as a jumping off point for the blog content that you're going to create. Sitting down at your computer and being like, okay, I'm going to write about this topic. This is how you get more protein into your diet every day can be so overwhelming. But when you sit down and make it conversational, because these are probably conversations that you're having all of the time, whether in the DMs or on discovery calls, in the groups that you're running, you are probably having these exact conversations, answering the exact questions that you could be writing blog content about. But it's so different when it's conversational, right? It's like with podcasts. It's one thing for me to get on here and be like, okay, guys, I've got this long form blog writing hack. It's another thing for me to sit down and come up with 1,000 words to write about or talk about, right? So utilize the power of your voice. Utilize the power of your voice in conversation and pretend you are talking to somebody who has the question that you're trying to answer in your blog content. Or even have a real conversation and take notes or record it or whatever works and feels right for you. And then use that as a jumping off point to create your blog posts. And I think that you'll find that not only is it super authentic, but you're coming up with things that you might not even think of when you're sitting there at your computer having all of that self-imposed pressure on yourself. There's something very, very powerful about just letting it flow and letting it be and be completely authentic and uninhibited, not imposed with any kind of pressure or word count constraints or any of that. So I would love for you to listen to this episode and then go and do that exercise if creating long-form content is something that you have been struggling with. So this is something that I started doing because I was journaling a lot and scripting out my daily thoughts, gratitude, what I desired for my business and my personal life. And I thought to myself, wow, this would be really, really beneficial for creating long-form blog content. Because one of the things that I hear so often is, I don't have time or I don't have the desire to create long-form blog content, but I know that it would be beneficial for my business. Or I do have the desire, I don't know where to get started or what to do or how to create it. I'm not a writer. So I would love for you to listen to this, try it, let me know what you think. I hope you're having an amazing day. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. And until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.